From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is set to announce expansion of coastal areas open to oil and gas drilling. The decision reverses a long-standing ban along much of the East Coast, but it preserves a ban along the West Coast. The White House says the president sees the change as one component in reducing U.S. dependence on foreign oil. But the amount of oil involved would be relatively small, and drilling would not start for years. Political observers say the president may also be seeking support for his energy and climate change bill from pro-drilling lawmakers. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the campaign to install a functioning government in the Marja area of Afghanistan's Helmand province is going well. And he says the next step in Afghanistan is to cut the influence of the Taliban in the south by taking full control of its stronghold, Kandahar City.
We know that as important as Central Helmand has been, Kandahar is all the more so, the very heart of the Taliban in this country.
The plan is to move thousands of U.S. troops into the Kandahar area in coming months. Speaking in Kabul, Mullen says the operation should kick into high gear as the summer approaches. He says he expects the Kandahar operation to be tough because the city itself is large and the Taliban are entrenched there. 13 people are dead and 45 wounded after a suicide bombing in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the bomb exploded as farmers were receiving free seeds under a program to encourage planting of crops other than opium. There's been another twin suicide bombing in Russia 2 days after the Moscow subway bombings. Today's blasts have killed at least 11 people in Russia's Dagestan region in the south. United Nations aid agencies say earthquake-shattered Haiti still needs emergency humanitarian help. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports that in advance of a major UN conference to raise funds for reconstruction starting today at UN headquarters in New York, the agencies are appealing to international donors to keep supporting basic life-saving programs.
The UN hopes to raise $11.5 billion to rebuild Haiti's shattered infrastructure. The World Food Program says support for humanitarian programs must run parallel to reconstruction aid. Spokeswoman Amelia Casella says WFP is working to develop long-term food security in Haiti.
That would include safety nets for the most vulnerable people in the country, boosting local agriculture and supporting local markets, and the target population would be about 2 million people for that.
Casella says WFP will ramp up its school feeding program and provide nutritious meals for pregnant and nursing women. It also will launch cash and food for work projects to support agricultural rehabilitation. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR News. The storm system that tore through the northeast is now mostly drizzle, but forecasters say the worst flooding is ahead. They expect rivers from Maine to New York State to crest today or tomorrow. Rhode Island is bracing for the worst flooding in more than a century. The White House today holds a forum on workplace flexibility. Both President Obama and the First Lady will take part, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The Department of Labor says women now hold half of all jobs. In two-thirds of families with children, both parents work. And more Americans must care for an elderly family member. But administration officials say the workplace has not adapted to this new reality. With today's forum, they hope to showcase effective flex work arrangements and highlight best practices. The issue is near and dear to the first family. Michelle Obama has spoken often about her struggles as a working mom. When President Obama was a senator, he co-sponsored a bill that would give every employee the right to ask for a flexible schedule. White House officials say flexibility can also be good for business. Research shows it increases productivity. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
A private employment service says private employers cut 23,000 jobs this month rather than adding jobs as had been predicted after an initial survey. The Reuters News Service gathers the figures for the ADP Employer Services Report. The U.S. government reports on the month's employment on Friday. Vermont's health department says tests show the presence of a second radioactive substance in soil around the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant. Vermont says levels of cesium-137 are as much as 12 times higher than what's expected in normal soil. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.